it. So a couple of years ago, you know, I got the kids, I woke up tired, got the kids ready for school, got them on the school bus, grabbed my breakfast to eat in the car on the way to work. You know, drove to work, and it's a 30-minute drive, but as I'm driving, I'm like going through my whole to-do list, like I need to finish this project for work, I need to drive the kids somewhere for practice, like the whole list. Got to work, parked the car, went into work, you know, did my work, and I'm leaving with a couple co-workers, and I went to my car, put the key in the ignition and turned it, and nothing happened. Tried it again, not like it turned over a little, but it didn't catch enough to start. So I tried it a few more times, and finally I called my husband and I said, you know what, like the car's not working, you're gonna have to come pick me up. And you know, we had replaced the battery a couple weeks ago, so we knew it wasn't the battery, couldn't figure out what was going on. So he came, he picked me up. In fact, the next day we went over to the parking garage because I had to leave my car there to figure out what was going on. And he tried it, he couldn't figure it out. So finally we called the mechanic. And he's like, I can fit you in today if you bring the car. And we're like, sweet. So we went over, we got a tow truck, paid for the tow truck, towed it to the mechanic, and then waited for him to tell us what was wrong. And in the car, we're like, if it's the transmission and if it's about this amount, X amount of dollars, we're probably not going to fix it. Because, you know, it wasn't an old car, but it wasn't like new enough to like sink a lot of money into it.
Right.
So the mechanic called finally. He's like, hey, you know, it's the mechanic. We checked everything in the car. It looks good, actually. He's like, we just noticed, though, that you it didn't have any gas. Then it hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh. Chrissy, I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. Where, you know, the next day, after the weekend, I went to work, and my coworkers who had seen me like tried it, they're like, oh, what happened to your car? And I'm like, it was a transmission or something. No, I didn't lie, but I ran out of gas. So as silly as that might have sound, honestly, it kind of was a wake-up call for me that day, because I realized that I had driven to work without once glancing at my dashboard. Mm. Not even that, but I was driving without even paying attention to the gas light that might have come on at some point. And it occurred to me that I was so distracted, overwhelmed, stressed, running on empty, literally, right? Yeah. That I knew something had to change. I knew something had to change. And then I knew I couldn't do it on my own, because clearly I was not functioning well.
It's like God gave you this like parable of your life. Like,
totally. I know, it's like the running out of gas was such a metaphor for like everything. And it occurred to me, you know, I feel like at some point we all kind of, if we don't pay attention, we all kind of run out of gas at some point. And it shows itself either like if an illness occurs or a loss or financially, at some point you figure out like this, something is not in, it's not in sync. So anyway, shortly after that, I like called out to God to please help me to find a way to find more harmony in my life. Mm-hmm. And so to guide me in how to prioritize the things that He has assigned to me. Mm-hmm. So that's how it all started. You know, I feel like goal setting and being productive and doing God's work all starts, of course, with the heart, you know, the mind, body, and the spirit, getting that in line. And so I just started leaning on God and asking Him to show me how to do this, because clearly I was not doing it well. So that's how it all started. And I figured, you know, if I'm gonna set a goal, if I'm gonna try to prioritize things in my life, I want them to be in alignment with Him and what He wants for me as well.
Wow, you know, that's so crazy. I was listening to Christy Knockle's new book last night, and that is kind of the same idea that, like, for her, it was their label dropped them. She was, her and her husband were musicians, and they just got dropped, and she was like, so she didn't, right? Didn't run out of gas. She ran out of career, but she realized kind of what you're saying, like, that it has to, the alignment, it has to come out of who you are as a daughter of God. Mm-hmm.